Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So can an individual teacher help an individual student? Well, the teachers union says there is no way to measure whether that's true. So test scores, they say, are irrelevant to judging a teacher for tenure. Now, this is a relevant debate in New York State right now because, as you may have heard, the new budget that was agreed to in Albany yesterday includes a lot of spending for education, but also takes out a link to student achievement as one point on which teachers are evaluated for tenure. This is sparking protests by the editorial boards in some of the city's newspapers. I'm going to read you the exact quote, and then we're going to talk to a UFT official and open up the phones for teachers on how you measure your own success. Is there any way to measure success? 212-433-WNYC. And any way to hold you accountable in a measurable way. Here's the quote that the Daily News called Randy Weingarten's fighting words. Randy Weingarten, the head of the New York City Teachers Union. Here's the quote. The mayor and the chancellor are just wrong, both statistically and educationally, in arguing that teacher tenure should be contingent on student scores on standardized tests. There is no independent or conclusive research that shows you can accurately measure the impact of an individual teacher on a student's academic achievement, much less using student test scores, particularly those given mid-year, to do it. No one is afraid of accountability, but the measures have to be fair and accurate. And again, the sentence from the middle of that, there is no independent or conclusive research that shows you can accurately measure the impact of an individual teacher on a student's academic achievement. Wow. So let's ask Michael Mulgrew about that. He's the vice president of the United Federation of Teachers. Mr. Mulgrew, welcome to WNYC. Thanks so much for coming on today.
Oh, you're welcome, Brian, and thank you for having me. And first, I'd like to congratulate you. I heard you just won a Peabody Award.
Thanks so much for saying that. Now, there is no measure of an individual teacher's impact on a student's academic achievement? None?
In terms of the test score issue, that most of the quote you just read, the issue is that at this point in time, there is a consensus amongst all the researchers who are doing this work that there is no way to isolate an individual teacher's performance on a student's in terms of students' test scores. So we want a fair measurement, and at this moment, all the researchers are saying the same thing, that you cannot isolate the effects of an individual teacher on student test scores. Now, we absolutely are for accountability, and we think that the legislation was a wonderful piece of compromise because it says that this will sunset in 2 years, so that we can start to study this issue in a way that may be able to do this in a fair and proper way and can actually measure what we're trying to measure.
Now, we can say that we like the new regime of standardized tests or we don't like it, but it's there. It's the reality. It's what students are primarily measured by in New York right now. Do you accept that it is a core part of a teacher's job to get that student in, I guess, grade 3 through 8 now they give these tests, to get that student ready for that test?
Well, just look at it. When you began your statement, the test. Now, if we're going to measure all teachers on test scores, let's just look at the way the system is set up right now at this moment. A very few of the teachers are actually involved with the students who take standardized tests. So to have a blanket statement that we're going to measure all teachers by test scores when all teachers are not involved with test scores is a flaw in the process.
But did you say very few teachers?
English, mathematics are the only subjects that are done in standardized test scores in the elementary school grades. All of the other subject areas do not have standardized test scores.
I think they do science in fourth grade now, right, and some other things. But let's talk about elementary school for a minute, because if we're assuming the single classroom teacher that's responsible for both math and English, just, you know, let's say grades 3, 4, 5 for the moment, that teacher is responsible to some degree for the student's test score achievement, right?
Yes, but how much of the degree is what we're trying to figure out. in terms of there are so many things that go into the student's education. How do we isolate the variables so that we are measuring fairly
right.
the individual teacher?
The impact of the individual
on that student
right.
is the real question.
And you do have a good point about these tests coming mid-year. I have a fourth grader, and I think the language arts test was in January and the math test was in February, something like that. And so if a teacher only has a kid from September, it's not that long. But it is something.
But it's more than that. It's not just the time of the test, which is absolutely relevant, but it's also how many kids are in the classroom? Who's making that decision? Who is the school doing does the school have after-school tutoring? Did the child go to summer school? Is the child involved in some sort of SES service, support educational services after school? All of these things are variables that we need to be able to control for if we're going to say that an individual teacher is the only one responsible for that test score.
Now here is Maria in Fairfield, a parent of a high school student who says, yes, teachers' effectiveness can be measured. Is that right, Maria?
Absolutely. I see that by my son's performance that when he says the teachers are very good and motivate him to do well, he excels in those classes. When he judges the teacher to be mediocre, he just completely fails. Now he's taking AP classes and he's taking honors classes, so he's pretty able to judge the quality of the teacher. And besides that, I just do not understand why on earth teaching is the only profession in the United States that cannot be measured by results. It's very simple. Their job is to teach. The students get good grades and the students succeed. Obviously, the teacher is doing something right.
Michael Mulgrew, go ahead.
Okay. Grades... I absolutely agree that grades are a very important evaluation of a teacher. Grades are not the test. And in terms of teachers being evaluated, they're continually evaluated, especially during the tenure process. I mean, I don't know how many people understand that a teacher is evaluated over a three-year period, formally, over 18 times during the tenure process.
And Maria, thank you for your call. How many years do you have to teach in the New York City schools before you're eligible for tenure?
3 years.
Oh, so over the first 3 years of a teacher's career, that evaluation is taking place, and then they get tenure or not. Why does tenure matter anymore? We have a chronic teacher shortage. Nobody's getting fired unless they're really bad, right?
Well, you know, the other thing that has not been really spoken about is the fact that the tenure process begins the first day that a teacher starts to teach. And at this point, 32% of the teachers are not making it through the process. So it's a rigorous process, and we are
at what percent?
32%.
A third of teachers are being denied tenure after 3 years?
They're not making it through the tenure process.
What does that mean?
It means that you have to do the 3 years, and making it through the tenure process is it could be they're denied, it could be that they decided to leave the profession. It's a very difficult profession, teaching. It's extremely difficult
right.
every day to plan, to deliver instruction, go home, replan,
right.
mark all the tests and all of the different things.
But teachers aren't leaving because they're intimidated by the tenure process, are they?
They're leaving
because it's such a tough job and too often unrewarding.
That's a major reason why they're leaving, but they're all leaving for all sorts of reasons. But the reality is all teachers know that the tenure process is 3 years, and still 32% are not getting to the end. Whether it's attainable for them or not, there's all different reasons why they leave, but they do leave,
here,
and some of them are denied.
Here is a retired principal, Joy in Manhattan. Joy, you're on WNYC.
Okay. Excuse my voice, first of all. Congratulations on your Peabody Award.
Thanks so much, Joy. Joy, are you on a speakerphone?
No. But listen, just bear with me, please. First of all, I'm a retired elementary school principal. I worked for 38 years in the New York City school system. When we started, the UFT was for, you know, we were in the dark ages. They weren't paying us anything, so we had to join the UFT.
And you told my screener that a teacher needs a lot more than test scores
and
for tenure.
A teacher needs a lot more than test scores. This thing can't be based alone on test scores. Okay?
How do you measure as a principal? How did you measure? And if you can, turn off your radio because we're getting...
I can't get... I'm in the tub. I can't get the radio. Leave that off, honey.
That's a first-time admission for a Brian Lehrer Show caller. But, Joy, just tell us real quick, and don't use an electric phone in there, the evaluation process that you used to determine whether teachers were doing a good job. Did test scores have anything to do with it?
Oh, yeah, test scores have something to do with it. Test scores have to be a part of it, but you have to judge the whole child, and by the whole child, I mean all aspects of it. You just can't look. This child could be a Picasso in an artist. Okay.
Yes.
A Picasso. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I can't say that this child is failing because he can pass a particular test.
Right. But if Picasso can only paint and can't read or do math, you probably have to retain that child, right?
Right, right.
Okay.
Now, let me say one other thing, and then I'm out of here. As far as teachers are concerned, when we started, as I said before, the UFT was it got us out of the dark ages. And for that, I take my hat off to them. But after that, then they became all-powerful. And they won't do, at least when I was there, Brian. Now,
you think teachers are not accountable enough?
I think teachers are not accountable
enough.
How
could they be held more accountable, Principal Joy, without tying it to the standardized tests?
I would have to sit down and talk, and we don't have that much time. I have many ideas about what we could do. I don't have, you don't have
right.
the time. I don't have
okay.
the time.
And so, Joy, I'm going to leave it there. Thank you very much for calling. And we kept Joy on so long that she's turned into a prune by now, I think.
But Michael, go ahead. I hate to interrupt. Joy brought up a very good point about the tests themselves in terms of how the teachers use them. I mean, it's very, and it's good that it is also in the legislation that was just put through. Teachers need to use testing data for diagnostic reasons in terms of how they plan and how they implement instruction every day in the classroom. That is how the data is to be used. And every teacher has to show and demonstrate that ability, because that's what diagnostic and standardized tests were designed to do, was to show the teacher what the strengths and weaknesses of the individual child are so that they can design their instruction around it. It's supposed to be used as a tool to help the teacher, not as a tool to evaluate the teacher when there are so many other variables that go into educating any individual child.
All right. So we've heard from a parent. We've heard from a principal. Let's hear from a teacher. George in Brooklyn. Hi, George. You're on WNYC.
Yes. I'd like to talk about two things. First of all, one of the problems that we're having with the educational system is the fact that everybody who's not in the educational system, people who are not either children or teachers or a parent of a child or a teacher, really doesn't want to have anything to do with it whatsoever, except they want to see, you know, some absence of problems. So there has to be some more integration on a societal level. Hopefully that'll happen at some point. The other thing is, if there is a discussion between everybody, non-educational and educational, a sort of society-wide debate about what standards actually make sense, then we don't have to depend as a society on researchers. Every researcher has his or her own.
I guess, but make this more concrete for me. As a teacher, how do you measure your own success and... Do students' achievements on standardized tests have nothing to do with it?
Standardized tests have nothing to do with it because you have, you know, say, 20 people. I teach English as a second language. My personal criteria as a learner of other languages has to do with, you know, comparing my ability to speak, let's say, you know, Cantonese with another individual's, let's say, one of my students' ability to speak English, and that is extremely subjective. Every single solitary student, you know, has his or her own strengths and weaknesses, and you cannot, you know, reduce that to a number on a standardized test.
George, I'm going to leave it there.
No problem. Thank
you very much, but we are running out of time, and I want to give the last word to Michael Mulgrew, UFT Vice President. I'm going to ask you the question one more time. Give us your best answer. When evaluating a teacher for tenure, why should students' achievement on standardized tests have nothing to do with it? Because what was taken out of the law that Spitzer got in last year and now has been taken out this year is that that would be one factor, not the sole factor, not the main factor, not the determining make or break factor, one factor in determining teachers' performance in the tenure process.
Well, we believe that the language this year was clearly a clarification of last year's language. We don't think that there was anything taken out. It was just a clarification. But look, when
well,
all
clarification,
the research,
it was, it was, wait a minute, it was, a, it yeah. was, a, I just, the language, as I recall it, says that teachers may not be evaluated on the basis of their students' standardized test scores. May not. So the new language is a prohibition, isn't it?
The new, because they may not, which meant, which is why the clarification was needed. When all of the researchers who are involved in this are telling us that this issue in terms of test scores cannot be isolated in terms of whether the teacher, what the teacher's effective responsibility in the classroom is, because of all the variables involved with educating an individual child, until that can be, until researchers, which is why the part in the legislation that gives the ability to form a group of experts to look at this issue over the next 2 years, that's the part that's very important. But the reason why we can't do it now is when all the people who are designing these systems are telling us, mm-hmm. and these are the experts in the field, continually tell us that this is not a reliable measure for the teacher, why should we be denying someone who wants to work in this profession their ability to do that based on something that we know is not fair by the very people who are designing it? I mean, that's, you know, it's such an important piece, and that has to be, you know, it makes for great headlines when we try to simplify this issue, but it's making for bad educational decisions. When the people are clear, when all the research is clear about this issue, that it does not, it is, should not be used at this point in time as a measurement of the effectiveness of an individual teacher on a student.
You know what? I want to take one more call because it's a parent who has a cautionary tale who backs up your point with a way that a lot of people probably have not thought about. Corinne in Nassau, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hello. I had a son who was in high school who had been accepted into an honors class, worked his way up to it, and was harassed by the teacher to try and get him out of the class. And when I went to the guidance department, I was told, but her children score higher than anybody else. And when I talking to my son and the other students, she drove out the marginal students.
She wanted to keep her students' test score average high, so she drove someone who may not have scored that high out of her class to keep her average up.
I mean, it's ripe for abuse that if that is a measure of their success, then they will drive out the students that could bring down their numbers.
Corinne, thank you very much.
And Brian, you know, that's the point. That's the other part of this issue that no one's really speaking about is if everything becomes so weighted and the test scores, the standardized test scores become the be-all and end-all, we're going to lose focus on the individual child and make it only about the test score and not about truly educating them. And that's the danger of doing so much based just on test scores.
Michael Mulgrew, UFT Vice President, thanks so much for coming on with us.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Now, one reason that the teachers union wriggled out of the link between tenure and test scores is that they are among the biggest spenders on lobbying in New York State. And when we continue in a minute, we will look at the top 10 lobbying spenders in New York State and what they got in the budget this year. Stay with us.